Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach.
Everybody, welcome Thursday edition. What's on Your Mind? I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is here.
Yeah.
As we continue to monitor a volatile situation in the Middle East, 2,700 plus now killed in this war, and obviously Israel's intensifying its response after the Hamas attack. At a time like this, you really want a strong leader, don't you? You want somebody that just is giving you confidence that in the case of the United States, States of America, for instance, we are doing everything in our power to help Israel defend itself. The president didn't exactly give us the warm fuzzies in that regard yesterday. Did he, Kev?
It's embarrassing. Well, you know, I don't. He's gone from okay to bad to worse when it comes to reading the teleprompter, because that's all he's ever done. But, yeah, it's embarrassing.
Here's a few of his comments from yesterday before a roundtable of Jewish leaders.
Okay. And I want you to know that I want to thank you as well for all of you as well for working the work you're doing to bring comfort and in this moment of grief to those you are grieving as well.
What?
That was the first part you wanted to know, and then you went right to another question. Well, let him answer.
Here's more.
And we mourn the act, you and so many leaders have across the country been showing us what thousands of years of Jewish history has shown us.
What? One more time on that one.
And so many leaders have across the country been showing us what thousands of years of Jewish history has shown us.
Translation wanted on that?
I got nothing.
No?
He
started to tell us.
We mourn the act. Mourn the loss, maybe you meant to say that? We mourn the loss?
Here he started to tell a story, and he kind of got lost a little bit. Here.
But I just, look, I mean.
Oh, man.
I'll never forget.
I bet you will.
Anyway.
I just forgot.
I'll never forget.
I never forget.
But I just forgot.
That is so good. Keep that. I gotta have that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's the best.
This is the president of the United States.
That's what they say. I'll never forget.
Listen one more time.
Anyway.
I'll never forget. Well, I won't go into that. I just think that if we stay true to our values.
Forget, I won't go into it, I guess he said. Okay.
I mean, I don't know how.
Well, yeah.
We've
been pointing this out for 3 years, brother. It is what it is. It's just, it's embarrassing. It's corrupt. It's incompetent. It is unaccountable. It is non-transparent. It is a puppet show and a cabal in D.C. like we've never seen.
What is Biden?
That's what it is.
What is he doing well?
Well, not even reading the teleprompter really well anymore.
No.
He's not even a good Bernie anymore. It's like, you know, they waved Bernie's arms around so long, all of a sudden his arms are going to fall off or something. I mean, it's just...
And by the way, inflation is up again, new report. With September numbers, here's CNBC on that.
Because it's hotter than expected. CPI for the month of September headline expected up 0.3. And many are saying if you extrapolate this number, we're in the twos. Well, it's up 0.4%. Up 0.4%. Still don't see a revision to up 0.6 in the rearview mirror. Because, of course, up 0.6 was the highest since June of 22. Strip out the all-important food and energy, which is what I was referring to with that extrapolation. It hovers at up 0.3%. That is the second month in a row it's been there. We haven't had a revision yet. The prior 2 months were the lowest since Feb of 21. We had back-to-back up 0.2, but it's now up 0.3. And year-over-year, 3.7. Year-over-year headline, 0.1 hotter than expected.
All right, so inflation remains up 3.7% over last year. But guess what? Wages are down 3.2%, and prices have surged 17.7%. That's under Biden. Prices up 17.7%. Americans seeing a 3.2% pay cut. Again, I ask the question, what's Biden doing well? Help me. Help me identify something he's doing well. 701-271-1100. Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Oh, just the response of maybe what the U.S. could say or not say. You know what? We all know Iran is pulling all the strings. They're using Hamas and Hezbollah and everything. Just say, you know what? Just put the pressure on. Say, Iran, get them under control. Release the hot. I know it sounds easier said than done. Such a serious response from U.S. to Iran. And not only Iran, but whoever Iran, you know, with China and Russia, and just say, you know what, get those hostages released, every last one of them. And, yeah, I don't know. There's, instead of Johnny, go to your room, you know, oh, well, we're, don't do anything bad, Iran, you know, really.
I don't think they're listening, Kevin. I don't think Iran is taking our... And Ben, again, when you have someone who attempts to stand up to Iran, and I think the best he could do is to say Iran should be careful. You know, like you say, that's like, you know, go to your room. Be careful, Iran. I don't think they're exactly shaking in their boots. You know what I mean?
Well, there are things we can still do with the banking system, even with what we got left. We could still do something. I mean, a lot of pressure. But that's just me. Sorry.
Appreciate your call, Kevin. Thank you. 701-271-1100. Your comments welcome. Texter says, it seems a little strange that Hamas terrorists were able to attack the Jewish people in their homes. Did they not have any weapons? If I lived next to a group of people who hated me, I would have plenty of weapons on hand to defend my family.
Actually, Charlie Kirkwood talked about that, that when you go to Israel, the Israeli population is, there's guns everywhere. So when you go out to eat, I mean, everyone's either, they're either hanging around, they're just part of their makeup, they're in their backpacks, they're everywhere. That's a good question about southern Israel and where this happened. I'm sure a bunch of kids at a rave weren't probably worried about that when the parachute started coming out of the sky.
Here's another listener who wants to know, Scott or Kevin, do you know if a North Dakota resident can buy a gun at the Twin Valley, Minnesota gun show, or does it have to be shipped to a licensed gun shop? That is a question for Joe Mosley, who is putting on the Moccasin Creek Arms Twin Valley Gun Show, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3, buy, sell, or trade. Do you know, Kev?
I believe you can. It's just the same process, and I believe there's licensed firearm dealer FFAs there, which I believe they are one of. So I think that they can do that there. I'm not sure, but I believe you can.
We'll do a little checking during the break and find out for you. 701-271-1100 to weigh in today on what's on your mind. You can text us at 701-237-1590. I have a story here quoting a senior Hamas official, Ali Baraka. He told Russia Today in an interview that Hamas demanding that the United States engage in prisoner swaps and cited President Joe Biden's recent Iran hostage deal as a rationale for taking American captives. He noted in a translated excerpt of the interview provided by the Middle East Media Research Institute that there are multiple Hamas members serving life sentences in U.S. prisons. They want them released. They say, we demand that the U.S. free our sons from prisons. They're claiming that's why they took American prisoners.
Got a text, too. Handguns must be shipped. Long guns can go out the door.
All right.
So, across the state.
We'll confirm that, too, with Joe here coming up. On What's On Your Mind? Don't go away. Have I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W 40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars are $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you.
PetroServe USA.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We got an answer for a texter on the question of whether or not North Dakotans can buy a gun at the Twin Valley, Minnesota Gun Show, which is Saturday and Sunday this weekend in Twin Valley, Minnesota. And two ways to do that. One, if there is a FFL licensed vendor from North Dakota at the event, because people come from all over, different dealers, then the North Dakotan would just go there and be able to have it right there so they could do all that. If not,
yep,
they ship it at no charge. So either way, There you go. Hey, today is a good day for Tater Tot Hot Dish, don't you think?
Always a good day for Tater Tot Hot Dish.
PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. That's what's for lunch today. Tater Tot Hot Dish, Southern Chicken Bowl, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish Meatballs, 12th Avenue, 929, Meatloaf in Castleton, 45th Street and 9th Avenue Southwest, Mac and Beef today, Scalloped Potatoes in Yulin, Macaroni with Beef in Glendon, Salisbury Steak at the MP Avenue location, downtown Fargo. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits for you at PetroServe USA. Call us at 271-1100 to tell us what's on your mind today. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Most of the opposition to Israel defending itself has come from academia. And I was refreshed to see that there is an effort underway to keep track of these students, for instance, at Harvard, that have signed a letter. And thankfully, we have some people saying, you know what? Fine, that's your position. We're going to put you on a do not hire list. What do you think of that?
Love it.
I think it's a fabulous idea. A dozen CEOs are backing a call by a guy by the name of Bill Ackman to refuse to hire any members of student groups at Harvard that signed on to a letter blaming Israel for Hamas's deadly attack. Can't make it up.
Well, Israel's only crime is they're Jewish. They're infidels. I mean, that's the core of the whole thing. Anyone at 9/11 in this country, anyone in the West, that's your only crime, is that you're not, you know, to the letter, you're not a radical fundamentalist when it comes to the Islamic religion. That's the 411 on the whole thing. I mean, and the fact that it still rears its ugly head this far into our history is still mind-boggling to me.
Jonathan Newman, CEO of salad chain Sweetgreen, among a group of business honchos who seconded Ackman in urging the signatures of the letter circulated by a coalition of 34 Harvard student groups that hold the Israeli regime entirely responsible for all unfolding violence be blocked. I would like to know, so I never hire these people, Newman wrote. Same, said another CEO of a healthcare services firm. The backlash and possible blacklisting has led to a flurry of backpedaling by four of the initial student organizations attached to the inflammatory statement, while board members of other groups have quit in an effort to distance themselves. Isn't that interesting? We're quick to sign a letter. We're quick to say Israel's to blame. But when a CEO says, fine, take that position, but you're not getting a job from me, all of a sudden, we're backpedaling. Late Tuesday, 17 other Harvard groups joined around 500 faculty and staff and 3,000 others in signing a counterstatement attacking the other group's letter as completely wrong and deeply offensive. A third letter from nearly 160 faculty members ripped Harvard's response to the scandal, writing that it can be seen as nothing less than condoning the mass murder of civilians based only on their nationality. Isn't that nice? To see some people standing up to this insanity?
Yeah, well.
Fears that some of the nation's brightest young minds had doomed their futures led former Harvard President Larry Summers to caution against singling out students who were naive and foolish about what they were signing. Why? They're Harvard students. You're going to tell me they're naive? And tell me they're foolish? I think Harvard students should know exactly what they're doing. And applaud the CEOs for doing that. That's a great story. Love it.
Well, and, you know, the division that the Muslim religion is suffering from, they say, well, Islamophobic, you're Islamophobe. If you think that, they don't all think like that. Imagine if there was a faction of the Catholic religion that was running around you know, chopping the heads off babies and, you know, taking care, you know, invading the Lutheran neighborhoods. You think the majority of the Catholic faith wouldn't stand up and go, hey, and you cannot do it, call out your own? That's the problem that the Muslim faith faces, is that they're we stand with Palestine. Well, if you stand with that, then sorry, you're out.
701-271-1100, our number. Text us 701-237-1590. By the way, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, top of next hour. Get an update on the speaker sweepstakes. Steve Scalise, the pick of a majority of the Republicans in conference, but now some people saying they won't vote for him, so can they schedule an actual vote for a speaker? The food fight continues. And also in our healthy tech segment, Amy Meyer, a counselor at West Fargo's Heritage Middle School, joins us for a discussion regarding device addiction. Ryan in Aberdeen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, fellas. This business in Israel, it's real clear cut to me. If you start with the assumption that self-defense is sovereign and inviolable, then you have the choice of either removing the desire of Hamas to do Israel harm or their ability. And if you're willing to commit suicide to harm Israel, the threat of violence isn't going to do much to remove their desire. So it probably is going to get ugly, and I don't feel the least bit bad for that.
Define ugly, Ryan.
You're not going to be vacationing in Gaza City anytime soon.
Right. Israel is going to do what it takes to defend themselves. I think they should do whatever it takes to defend themselves, whatever it takes to remove the ability of Hamas to do them harm. And that honestly does not make me in the least bit queasy. The right to self-defense is something that all human beings have and is absolutely sovereign and inviolable, and Israel ought to do whatever it is they need to do.
Well said, Ryan. I appreciate your call. And
amen.
I think that's the common sense position.
We all should.
Unfortunately, it's not unanimous.
Yeah.
You get Harvard students that are foolish and naive, I guess. So we should cut them a break. Give me a break. Hey, Watford City's new lumber yard is open. Elite cabinets and building supply, a wide variety of lumber, drywall, insulation, plus a complete paint and color match service. Get ideas at their design center. They put all the materials together from there. And they have lots and lots of power tools as well. Milwaukee and more. You tell them what you want to see on the shelves because, after all, it's your local hardware store. And they're hiring in the lumberyard, too. Stop in and apply. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply, just east of downtown on 23 in Watford City, North Dakota. We'll tell you about threats of terrorist attacks tomorrow from a former Hamas leader after this.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway, the blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
USA News Update. Talks between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union are on hold after negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, said the two sides were still too far apart. The strike has been going on for 3 months. Simply put, actors want 2% of revenue from online streaming shows. Many of the studios say that number is unrealistic. The union SAG-AFTRA also wants limits on the use of artificial intelligence. House Republicans are nominating Majority Leader Steve Scalise to be the next speaker. The Louisiana lawmaker secured the nomination 113-99 in a closed-door Republican conference meeting yesterday. Scalise will now take his candidacy to the House floor, where he'll need to win the support of the majority of the chamber to take control of the gavel. The vote could happen sometime today. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, here's a story you might have heard about. Warning. Former Hamas chief has called for protests to take place across the Muslim world tomorrow in support of the Palestinians and for the people of neighboring countries to join the fight against Israel. He said, "We must head to the squares and streets of the Arab and Islamic world on Friday." He still is one of the leaders of Hamas, but he was a chief at one point. Based in Qatar, said the government and people of Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and Egypt have a bigger duty to support the Palestinians. Tribes of Jordan, sons of Jordan, brothers and sisters of Jordan, this is a moment of truth. And the borders are close to you. You all know your responsibility. To all scholars who teach jihad, to all who teach and learn, this is a moment for the application of theories. His call for a Friday the 13th uprising reiterated by Hamas itself, according to the Israeli-run Washington, D.C.-based Middle East Media Research Institute, saying that Hamas urged its supporters in Gaza, the West Bank, and Israel to rise up in what he called the Al-Aqsa flood, echoing what the secretive Palestinian mastermind Mohammed Deif calls the attack he launched on Saturday against Israel. We declare next Friday, Friday of the Al-Aqsa flood, as a day of general mobilization in our Arab and Islamic world and among the free people of the world. It's a day to rally, support, offer aid, and participate actively. It's a day to expose the crimes of the occupation, isolate it, and foil all its aggressive schemes. You had enough of this?
Wow.
It's a day of sacrifice, heroism, dedication to earn the honor of defending Muslims. Tomorrow. Some of you have asked about that. That's what we know. Texter says, no worries about the blacklist against hiring Hamas apologists. They'll be hired by the Biden administration.
Yeah.
That's just sad, but
plenty
true.
Plenty of companies, too, I'm sure.
It's a resume builder for some of these folks. You can't make it up.
This goes along with everything else. It's the trans thing, the LGBTQ. Either you think like we do, or we kill you. You either do this, or we cancel you. You're done. Well, That isn't the, it doesn't work that way. And it's amazing to me that after thousands of years, radical Islam hasn't figured that out yet. You're not going to kill all the infidels. Never going to happen. No matter how much you think you want to or you think you should.
Texas says, hey, Biden said yesterday inflation is coming down. Just in time for the September report saying it's going up, actually. So when he says down, translation, it's going up. Listener says, I bought a pipe fitting cap for a half-inch water pipe that was an inch or less long, and it cost $9 for that little bitty thing.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm helping a buddy build a deck right now. I haven't been to the lumberyard in a while. Wow.
Says it cost $62 to fill my car with gas. Yeah, welcome to the club. I was 70-some yesterday. I was looking for the I did that Biden, you know, stickers on the pump. Didn't find it, but we know, right. We know who did it. Another listener says, the carnal mind is enmity towards God and will not submit to the laws of God. This is the mindset of Hamas and the other extreme Islamic terrorists. They have to be dealt with extreme power and might. It's the only language they understand. Tell that to the kids at Harvard, who say, this is all Israel's fault. It's all Israel's fault. Can't make it up. Congressman Kelly Armstrong joining us next hour. The latest on the speaker battle. Find this hard to believe. But the majority of Republicans said, between Scalise and Jim Jordan, we picked Scalise. She won by, like, I don't know, 15 votes or something like that. It wasn't a landslide, but he won. Now there are members of the House Republican Caucus that are saying they can't vote for Scalise, which means he doesn't have the votes to become Speaker. Marjorie Taylor Greene is one of those that is saying no go on Steve Scalise as Speaker, explaining how she's still going to vote for Jim Jordan. Several reasons, and I'll start with the cancer issue, and I say this with extreme compassion. My father died in April of 2021 with cancer, and so I know cancer is the toughest battle of anyone's life. And we all know Steve Scalise is a really tough guy. He survived being shot by a radical Democrat on the baseball field, so we know he's a fighter. But this is a fight that he needs to engage in, and that's beating cancer. Speaker of the House is the hardest job in Congress. It's very demanding. It requires travel all over the country, fundraising for the conference to keep the majority, as well as being the lead leader and in an executive position. Managing the entire House of Representatives in the Republican Conference, I really like Steve Scalise, and I care about him and his wife and his kids. I think now is the time to put his full energy and effort into beating cancer. What do you think of that reasoning? I hear what she's saying, and I think it deserves some consideration, but if Steve Scalise himself says, I can fight cancer and fight Democrats and be the Speaker of the House, don't you have to take him at his word? But she's not alone. The vote, by the way, was 113 to 99, so 14 vote difference for Steve Scalise over Jim Jordan yesterday. But several GOP lawmakers are raising objections. They're going to meet this morning and try and sort all this out. Because Steve Scalise needs 217 votes on the floor. And there's a block of Republicans who favor Jordan and say they don't plan to vote for Scalise. Boebert, one of Lauren Boebert, one of several Freedom Caucus members holding out for on Scalise, and some other members skeptical of his leadership. Virginia Rep. Bob Good, Alabama Barry Moore, Texas Rep. Michael Cloud, Chip Roy. Roy said, I talked to Steve. As I said earlier, I was unhappy with the way things unfolded. We shouldn't, We should figure this out behind closed doors as a conference before we start moving towards the floor. You think? Roy said there was an effort after we did not agree to do that to start moving towards the floor today, and some of us said, whoa, whoa, let's all hold your horses. Let's figure out where we are because we don't want to be on the floor until we have 217.
You'd think. Let's go in and do stuff and vote, and then we'll come back here because we won't have enough. It'll be fun. Where do these people come from?
Again, I'm going to recite what I said last week. I don't think doing this in the middle of a free fall of Biden's approval ratings and a growing recognition that he's not fit to be president, we have all the growing amount of evidence coming from the Oversight Committee about his involvement in his son's dealings worldwide and even some payments, and we decide, let's put the focus on us. Let's switch things up here a little bit. Put the focus on us. Bad idea. And now we're once again rearing our ugly head with the fact that these folks can't decide what they're going to do. We'll talk to Kelly Armstrong about it next hour. But it is, it's a mess. And I don't know the way out, other than they get in the room and they don't come out until they know the math is 217. That'd be good. Because we're not hearing about things we should be hearing about because of the speaker fight. One of them is the classified document scandal is getting worse for Joe Biden. You heard about this? Evidence has emerged that White House employees inspected or took inventory more than a year before White House lawyers said, hey, we discovered these classified documents at the Penn Biden Center. I'll repeat. A year before this scandal broke open, there are now reports that White House employees inspected and took inventory. Another official removing a few boxes containing Biden materials. A letter to White House counsel Edward Siskel from committee chairman James Comer has the official timeline of events provided by Biden, omitting months of communication, planning, and coordinating. Comer says that a Penn Biden Center employee told the committee on March 18, 2021, senior White House aide Annie Tomasani took inventory of President Biden's documents and materials stored at the center where he established a private office after his vice presidency. The same witness said on October 13, 2022, Oval Office Deputy Director of Operations Ashley Williams removed a few of Biden's boxes. The White House had previously claimed that all relevant documents were either moved to the National Archives or the DOJ. And Biden's personal attorney said, hey, we just found these things in November of 2022. So the timeline is boomeranging on Team Biden. New information about the number of White House employees involved in the mishandling of classified documents by Biden. Now what? Well, we're busy over here counting votes on who ought to be speaker rather than letting James Comer get this damning information out to the public. Texter says, hey, if you talk to Governor Burgum, thank him for flying the flag to support Israel and highlighting the white and blue. I've been trying here and feel alone. Photo of a Israeli flag flying. We'll do that. 16 before the top of the hour. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services, and I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Take it from Tim. You're going to love hot springs, spas, and pool tables too.
My story is my reward for exercising. I use my hot tub totally for wellness. Vince came over, showed me where to put it, took care of everything. It's just perfect. Every morning, once again, it's being able to use it after you exercise. It's just the energy level. It's wonderful. The thing that I appreciate the most is the valet service. You don't worry about anything. The only thing you have to do is lift the cover and enjoy.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get to some more of these texts here on What's On Your Mind in just a moment, brought to you by MyPillow. It's not too early to start thinking about Christmas products. Got a nice little lineup. If you go to the Radio Listener Square, MyPillow.com, you'll find a MyPillow tree skirt. There's Christmas stockings. There's a snowflake throw blanket. There's the Bible Stories Collection throw pillows. Hats, scarves. Very nice. Children's Bible story pillowcase, that'd be a great Christmas gift. Nice little stocking stuffer. So they have those all ready for you. Don't forget King and Queen MyPillow 2.0, $39.99. regular $79.98. My slippers are $39.98, another great gift. Biggest bed sheet sale ever. Giza sheets as low as $29.98. Kitchen towels 25% off. Six-piece towel sets at $39.99. Another great gift, MyPillow bathrobes as low as $79.99. MyPillow.com, radio listener square, then use the promo code SCOTT. Or you can call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. 10 before the hour. Let's get to some more texts here. 701-237-1590. I know there's a lot of people upset about the Republicans not falling in line. However, do the representatives owe their loyalty to their party or to their constituents? We watched McConnell get voted in for minority leader with an 8% approval rating. That sounds like our representatives, including North Dakota senators, bent the knee to the party establishment, gave no regard to what the people think. Another, I don't know how anyone could see the pictures and videos of the carnage in Israel and support Hamas. Rather than calling parents that confront school boards, pro-life demonstrators, and Trump supporters domestic terrorists, anyone that signs a letter of support for Hamas or joins a demonstration in support of Hamas, shouldn't they be on a terrorist watch list? Maybe a no-fly list? There needs to be consequences for their actions.
Well, and everybody stands with Palestine. When is Palestine going to stand for Palestine and wipe out Hamas in their backyard? Because they're, you know, and the more this is allowed, no matter where you're going to be, if you're ISIS, if you're Taliban, again, if you're going to bring that fight, you're going to find out again and again and again how that ends up for you.
Another listener says, hey, Palestinians are God's creatures too. I don't know. I did not know you are such a racist against brown-skinned people.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, first of all,
come on, really?
The biggest threat to Palestinians is Hamas, who, by the way, puts their command center underneath a hospital.
Don't you have a show to do, Joel? Come on. Ridiculous.
See what you did there.
I know you do.
Another listener. Hey, what about the border? Yeah, here's another day we're not talking about the border.
Right.
Talking about who the speaker is.
Racist against brown-skinned people. Yeah, that's us. Yeah, that's it. That's the answer.
Again, Hamas is the biggest threat to Palestinians. And Hamas, Hezbollah, those are the ones being hunted.
Radical Islam is the biggest threat to all of the Muslim world.
Back to the border.
The Muslim world needs to stand up to it right now.
Back to the listener that said, what about the border? I agree with you. Although, according to President Biden and his team, nothing to see here.
It is my testimony that the border is secure.
The president has worked very hard to implement a strategy when it comes to the border that is humane, safe, and has orderly enforcement.
Things are going at the border, so
much better than you all expected.
We have a secure border in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
We have responded with a model approach that has proven to work.
We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane.
The border is closed.
We agree that the border is secure.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our border.
There it is.
One of our highest priorities is to ensure that we have a secure border. And that is what we are doing.
We are stopping the flow at the border.
The border is secure.
Can't make it up. This is the Orwellian
world
we live in right now.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy.
Chet Johnson, who was Obama's Department of Homeland Security Secretary, was on Fox. He had a little different outlook on it. Again, this is a Democrat, former Obama appointee on the border. Listen.
By the way, you remember 2 weeks ago they were going to be building the wall and 20 miles of it and all that? Anything there? They started
how much
that
done?
Yet?
Here's Secretary Johnson.
Okay.
There are a lot of people entering our southern border right now, thousands and thousands. It's a hemispheric move north, bigger than anything we've ever seen. And the challenge for our Border Patrol, for our Customs, for DHS, for the FBI, is to try to keep up. Unfortunately, as you know, the system is broken. It's horribly backlogged. And there are a whole lot of people entering this country who we cannot identify.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a little different story from an honest Democrat.
Well, that's the truth.
Now what I want is I want somebody to go into the briefing today and say, Obama's Department of Homeland Security Secretary says what you call a secure border is actually bigger than anything we've ever seen. His words. Whole lot of people entering this country we cannot identify. 1.5 million that we know about got away. All the chaos, how many do we not know about? So, kudos to this audience who hasn't forgotten that we have a border crisis as well. We'll talk with Congressman Kelly Armstrong about that and their leadership debate when we come back. Who will be the next speaker, and will it be today that we'll know? It's Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lindell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We've got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers, $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news, the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
009-46.